Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, Israeli Security Cabinet will meet today to discuss a potential 60-day ceasefire agreement with Hezbollah. Under the deal being considered, it's being reported that the Israeli Defence Forces would gradually withdraw troops from southern Lebanon, while Hezbollah would move away from the Israeli border. Let's get the very latest. I'm joined by Belle True, Chief International Correspondent with the London Independent. And Belle, thank you for being with us this morning. What more do you know, have you heard about the terms of this potential ceasefire deal?
So one of the Israeli government, an Israeli government source told me it seems very positive. The details are still emerging, but from what we can understand from Israeli media is that, as you said, it would be a mutual ceasefire and the Israeli military would have a temporary presence in Lebanon for up to 60 days. During that time, the Lebanese military would take over. Residents of southern Lebanon would be allowed to return home. And in Israel, also, residents of the northern cities and towns would also return home. And this would be overseen by an international body led by the US and France. But there are concerns, although this is, you know, that, as I said, that sources told me that this is looking very positive, there are concerns that there are more hardline members of the security cabinet in Israel and also leaders in the north of Israel, mayors, who are upset by this ceasefire deal. And so it may not come through.
And who do we know has brokered this deal?
So the deal has been brokered by the US and the French, and they are supposed to be part of this international oversight body that would monitor the agreement's implementation. And there's also pressure, of course, from the EU. We had the EU's top diplomat today say that there are no excuses for Israel to refuse a ceasefire, and that if it doesn't go through, Lebanon would fall apart. So there's a lot of international pressure on this and investment to end this devastating conflict.
Now, you mentioned there that it may be overseen by the likes of the United States and France. How difficult would it be, Belle, to implement a deal like this, and how much international involvement would be needed?
It's going to be very hard to implement this. There's deep distrust on all sides. There's also a lot of pressure, as I said, from more hardline elements in Israel who've actually labelled this in some cases a surrender deal or a half-hearted deal, another official said, because they don't trust that Hezbollah will be removed from the border region. So the issue is going to be obviously manning that those kilometres that are on either side of Lebanon and Israel, ensuring that there isn't any groups that are firing across the borders that might, you know, spark or violate the terms of the ceasefire and see more violence on the horizon. It's going to be very nerve-wracking, of course, for the civilians who are going to be returning. One of the biggest problems in Lebanon, of course, is that large areas are completely destroyed. People are going to be returning to bombed out buildings. So the question is, can the international community, you know, support the Lebanese military enough to be able to hold the situation in the south of Lebanon? And will the Israeli, you know, military hold back in the north of Israel to ensure that this continues?
I just see a wire coming in, people in Gaza reacting and responding to this, saying they feel very let down and abandoned. Now, Hezbollah had insisted that it wouldn't agree to a ceasefire until the war in Gaza ends, but it dropped that condition, Belle, didn't it?
Yes, and there has been, you know, from the beginning, I think, you know, people in Gaza have felt like Hezbollah's response has been somewhat half-hearted. You know, we saw until the recent escalation between Israel and Hezbollah really a kind of cross-border exchange of fire. And there wasn't any sort of huge movements until relatively recent.
Ah, Belle's line.
Dropping that as a condition, again, will be seen as being let down by Palestinians.
Okay, Belle, your line just dropped there for a moment, but it is back with us now. So do carry on.
Yes, sorry, I was going to say, because the situation in Gaza is catastrophic. The humanitarian crisis is, you know, unprecedented. There are tens of thousands who've been killed. There are, you know, over nearly 2 million who've been displaced. And, you know, just recently, yesterday, I had someone in Gaza messaging me because waves had washed away hundreds of tents, you know, because they're also facing the winter conditions as well. So I think from Gaza, they feel that they haven't got enough support from the region and there isn't enough uproar to be able to put pressure on Israel to halt what's happening in Gaza.
Belle, thank you very much for being with us this morning. That's Belle True from the London Independent. Coming up next, what are political parties promising ahead of the election on Friday when it comes to childcare? Our reporter Maura Fay has been finding out.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.